Joining us now is Ben DiBiase, Director of Educational Resources for the Florida Historical Society and archivist at the Library of Florida History in Cocoa. Ben, today we're discussing historic soil survey maps of Florida. What are they?
Well, Ben, at the very basic level, these maps identify the makeup and physical properties of the chemistry of the soil that's beneath our feet, which, surprisingly enough, is very complex. And these soil profiles reflect the various characteristics of the soil that we walk on, drive on, and that our houses are built on throughout the state of Florida. And it's a very interesting science. At least it's evolved into a very interesting science. But the beginnings of the early surveys really starts in the late 19th century. And the motivations for these surveys were purely economic. It was about agricultural development. So especially in Florida in the late 19th and early 20th century, both the state and local government were promoting agricultural development throughout Florida. There was a major push to not only develop the southern portion and the more rural parts of the state, but also cultivate the resources that Florida had to offer, the natural resources. So in order to do that, scientists had to understand where the best locations were to get the most out of the soil that we were utilizing. So we think about Florida today as having relatively sandy soil, or, you know, we don't see a whole lot of rocks like granite and things like that that you might see in other parts of the country, but it doesn't mean that the soil isn't chemically complex. So these maps were produced to help illustrate the complexity, but also help farmers and those at the state level to plan and develop where large farming operations should take place. And also, in the early 20th century, the state was very concerned about the very southern portion of Florida, basically the Everglades. And there was a concerted effort to drain the Everglades and utilize that land for agricultural purposes. And the soil surveys were an integral part of that policymaking in the early 20th century.
Now, you have some of the earliest soil survey maps from your archival collection here. What are we looking at?
Well, I just grabbed a selection. We have some early maps from dating from about 1905. Actually, the earliest we have here covers Leon County, which is where the capital of Florida, of course, Tallahassee, is located. It was printed in 1906, but most of the survey was done in the years leading up to 1906, so between 1903, 1904, 1905. And it involved an enormous group of people who physically had to travel around the county taking these core samples and identifying the different types of soils, but also simply walking and noting elevation changes, because even slight elevation changes would change the chemical makeup of the soil and the physical makeup of the soil. So it was very painstaking when you think about the actual process. But when you look at the final product, these soil surveys that we're looking at now, specifically this one of Leon County, they're aesthetically very pleasing. I mean, they're kind of a work of art. There are various shades and colors of blues and pinks and greens. And of course, on the side here, we have a legend that identifies what types of soils that we're looking at. And they kind of flow and ebb and move with really no rhyme or reason, it seems like. But within all of these areas, let's take, for instance, we'll focus on Tallahassee. They've also identified where the streets, the railroads, where particular buildings are. And this is very important because it almost looks like the maps are these wonderful watercolors that are overlaid on top of a political map. So you still have all of the distinguishing features of political maps. So we know where these places are relative to the collage of color samples that identify all the different types of soil and the ground that's underneath these areas. So it's important when we think about urban development as well, because all of these buildings were built on top of different types of soil. And, you know, larger buildings may not be suitable for a certain type of soil. So they had to kind of take that into consideration when planning eventual growth of some of these urban areas.
You know, when we think of Florida, we think of sand, but it's also interesting to note that there are probably 10 or 12 different kinds of sand that these maps identify.
That's right. Now, keep in mind, this was published in 1906. So you mentioned, yes, 10 or 12 different variations, but the science has actually evolved quite a bit past just the 10 or 12 variations in the sands and different types of soil. So these early maps are certainly still important for those who are involved in the study of soils. But again, the science has changed so much that those classifications are essentially moot. They're no longer applicable to the types of soil. So who uses these maps nowadays? Well, as I mentioned before, a lot of the locations of buildings and railroads, trails, which became roads later on, are present on these maps. So historians find these incredibly valuable because much of this infrastructure is now gone. A lot of the railroad systems no longer exist in the state of Florida. They also identify, I'll take for instance this map of Franklin County in 1927. You'll notice here there are two pickaxes, and that indicates the location of a phosphate mine. Now these phosphate mines are no longer there, but now we have an idea of exactly where the mining operation was. You can see a spur rail line that was traveling to that area. That's all been changed. And that's incredibly important for urban planners, for community members, for politicians, for those involved in, of course, again, in agricultural production, but even homeowners. Anybody interested in the history of land use for a particular area would be concerned with these types of maps because it shows the evolution of land use and how that's changed. And in Florida, in the last 100 years, with such a rapid amount of development in the last 100 years or so, these have become vitally important to understanding the evolution of that land use.
Well, thanks a lot, Ben.
Sure, thank you.
Ben DiBiase is Director of Educational Resources for the Florida Historical Society and Archivist at the Library of Florida History in Cocoa.